Now to a part of the country, well, that often deals with adverse weather, certainly wants the cold weather. The snow guns are primed and the forecast is promising, with less than a month until South Island ski fields start opening. Now, the winter marks the first season since 2019 that overseas visitors will be joining the lift queues. Tess Brunton has more.
When it comes to staff shortages on the ski fields, it's not the snow groomers, instructors and lift operators who are in short supply. Laura Headley, the general manager of Cadrona Alpine Resort and Treble Cone Ski Area, says it's the restaurant, bar and cafe staff they are missing.
It's just some roles, chefs and cooks, where we're only looking at about, 50% of what we need at the moment. So, like I said, just trying to be creative around how we operate our outlets.
They've managed to get some highly skilled workers from overseas and have trained some of their local staff for more specialised roles. But that isn't solving the shortage. Laura Headley says possible solutions include preparing food in town and bringing it to the mountain.
Reaching out to some external providers to see if they're interested in joining us up the hill. Last year we had Black Peak Gelato up in the courtyard at Cadrona, and that was an absolute hit for guests. So just thinking about how we can work with community, with our Real NZ team, and as a multiple resorts, the most efficiently way possible.
Cadrona's latest chairlift in Willows Basin was opened last year.
Hopefully we get a little bit longer in there. We had our best snowfall last year, the day before lockdown. So I think a lot of people missed out on that terrain, which is amazing. So that's a great one to open again this year. It will come down to there may just be a few things that aren't open in terms of our hospitality or aren't open as people remember them. And we're kind of hoping people will be patient with us because it just comes back to that staffing piece, really.
NZ Ski operates Mount Hutt in Canterbury and Coronet Peak and the Remarkables near Queenstown. Its chief executive, Paul Anderson, says it's been a warm May, but winter looks set to arrive this week.
It's always a nervous time as we lead into the season, but we're excited about this big cold spell we've got coming, which is going to cover the mountains in snow.